90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. Streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Hello and welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Today, our show is dedicated to veterans. This weekend is going to be Veterans Day. And before we get started, I want to give a little bit of a quick fact. Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day on November 11, 1919, the first anniversary of the end of World War I. In 1926, Congress passed a resolution for annual observations, and on November 11th became a national holiday beginning in 1938. Unlike Memorial Day, Veterans Day pays a tribute to all Americans, living or dead, but especially gives thanks to the living veterans who served their country honorably during war or peacetime. The difference between the two is that Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day, and it's a day of remembrance for those who have died in service to the United States. So, all gave some gave it all in defense of our country. And today, our guest is Chief Project Officer Brandon Mixon, United States Army, who is with the Veterans Project located at 8900 Troost. Good morning, Brandon. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
So, the mission of the Veterans Project is dedicated to supporting every man and woman who took the oath of service for our country. They are determined to make a difference in the lives of especially those who are homeless veterans. But this is a task that not just takes a few, it takes a community for the community building. So can you tell us a little bit about the Veterans Project, what they're doing, and how they're impacting the lives of those who've served our country?
So our big thing is, you took the oath to serve us, we're going to take the oath to serve you. What's cool about that is we'll help any veteran. We don't care if you're dishonorably discharged, honorably discharged, served 30 years in the military or 30 days. Our big thing is you took the oath to serve us, you signed that blank check, and we're willing to die for that. So our big thing is we're helping anybody.
Okay. So the Veterans Project has what is called the Tiny House Project or the Veterans Village. Where did that idea come from?
That it all came from, we wanted to give a pretty safe place to our vets. All the founders, we all struggle with PTSD and a lot of those issues, right? So we wanted somewhere safer that we felt pretty safe, a smaller area, something that we could not really necessarily have to worry about going around the house trying to clear rooms, essentially. And a lot of people don't understand what that means, but that means, like, in bigger houses, I know myself, I struggle with having to go around the house at night and essentially clear rooms and make sure that it's clear so I know that I'm safe and sound at night. So we wanted to build a tinier house that way that these guys really, when they came into right off the streets, they don't have to worry about clearing a house, essentially, and more designed to where they could wake up at any point in time and see what's going on around them or inside their house. So the idea was to really pull these guys off the streets, put them into our housing, and then provide them with our programs. That's kind of the really big thing. But the tiny houses we provide are 240 square feet, essentially have everything: running water, electricity, internet, TV. I mean, kind of, a one-stop shop. I mean, our veterans really deserve these.
I know. And as you said, it's a one-stop shop, but also in the tiny houses, you all provide housing, you provide the food, the utility, and the social services, and this is done at no cost to the veteran, and this is a great community project, but again, it takes the community to make that happen. You know, what are some of the – we have to have some great partners. I'm a veteran in the United States Air Force, retired. We have to have some great partners to make that happen. Who are your partners that are working with the Veterans Project to make this happen?
Man, we got a lot of great partners, and I'm sure I'll leave some out by accident, but Honeywell's been a huge major partner of ours. They have great veterans there. They've actually came out and donated their time and actually have built two, if not three, of our houses so far. We have Home Depot actually right here in Midtown. Midtown Home Depot is great. Marianne over there has done a great job supporting us. Not only them, But Mitsubishi provides all of our heating and cooling for us. We have United Heating and Cooling actually providing a lot of the labor and stuff for that. Teague Electric is actually providing all the electrical supplies and electrical for the houses, wiring them up, pulling codes, kind of the whole nine. Kissa Construction. I mean, kind of the list goes on. And actually, not just that, but the community. The community has been a really big, intricate part in making this happen. And so really, we couldn't do this without the community. Also, I don't want to forget our very first house was actually bought by the UAW. So Ford here locally, the local 249, man, they have been great to us. They're actually been kind of our soul, right? They've been big on pushing us and kind of the whole nine. But like I said, this would not be possible if it was not for the community. And so I want to make sure that I get that out to the community. Thank you guys for everything you're doing and kind of, you know, being our rock, essentially.
Definitely. It's a lot of people don't understand veterans are received way better now than they were after the Vietnam War, after the Korean War. And now it's more of a badge of honor to have served your country, wherein sometimes some of our brothers and sisters, and I know I come from a long family. My dad was Army. My brother was Army. Both my uncles served in the Navy. My great-grandfather was Army. You know, during that time, it wasn't as seen as glamorous as it is now. And we have to thank a lot of people that came before us for what we do, but also some of the United States congressmen and senators that, you know, in the 1940s, that for those returning back from World War II, they put together the Montgomery GI Bill benefit, you know, which also allowed veterans to go to school, allowed veterans to be able to buy homes with no money down because of the service to their country. So the tiny houses, are they just for single veterans, or if there was a home, I know it's to help veteran homelessness, but if you had a homeless veteran and their wife, just those two, will they be able, or will it just be somebody who's just a single veteran?
Absolutely. So it could be a veteran married. It could even be a veteran with a family, right? So we have actually bigger houses that are going to be 16 by 20. We're going to have five of those. Those are also going to be our ADA compliant. So we'll allow wheelchairs to be accessible and then we'll have ADA compliant bathrooms, the whole nine. We're not going to turn anybody away, essentially, right? Homelessness doesn't just stop with the individual veteran, but, you know, sometimes families are homeless. But we do have five ADA and multifamily units. But also, we're going to help them as well with, you know, getting jobs, resume writing, kind of doing everything. I mean, because they're a big intricate part in making sure the veteran succeeds as well. So I hope that answers your question.
Oh, that's great. So I know you spoke earlier about clearing a room, and if you've never served in a combat zone, people may not understand. We were having a discussion before we came on, and I've served in two combat zones, and it's like you look at one of these things is not like the other, and you look at different things to see which, you know, to ensure it's just more about your safety to ensure that you're correct, and, you know, it's kind of the same thing that anybody who's served in the Gulf, you know, a rock that may be out of place, something that doesn't look right there. And it's those type of things that translate. And it becomes like a spider sense. And when you come back home, it's something that you can't turn off. And it's like, you know, when you walk into a store, you're looking at where the entrances are. You're looking at where the exits are. You know, you definitely don't want to sit with your back to the door. And there's a lot of things that people don't know that veterans struggle with. And that in sometimes, you know, it's a great honor and blessing to serve your country, but we all give up something in that service so that people can go to sleep night under the badge of freedom.
Absolutely.
So how many houses you said you planning on building? How many houses total do they plan to build?
So we're planning on building 50 tiny houses, essentially. Five ADA compliant houses, and the rest 45 are going to be either 12 by 20 or 13 by 20. All these are going to be essentially have electrical, plumbing, I mean, kind of the whole nine. The big part is not just housing them in transitional housing, but the services we provide, right? So we're actually going to have a community center that's going to be right around, at this time, I believe it's right around 6,000 square foot. We're going to be able to provide healthcare, dental care, veterinary services, a barbershop, pretty much everything you need. Believe it or not, a fun fact, I guess, there's a lot of shelters around Kansas City, unfortunately, don't allow pets in. And a lot of people don't know that. There's actually only one shelter, and it's a women's battered shelter. So our big thing is we kind of wanted to stop the deaths on the street from veterans that are just trying to, you know, keep their dogs warm or cats warm, right? So We're actually working with a lot of other nonprofits here in Kansas City, SGCA, et cetera, and bringing these guys in to be able to provide dog food, shots, PTSD service dogs, et cetera. So we're really kind of thinking about doing the wraparound services. Again, these houses are transitional housing, so we're going to pull these guys right off the streets, essentially give them their own front door. And that's the first time I've actually heard that. It almost made me cry. I was talking to a gentleman, a lot of people know him, White Hawk, and he's like, man, I get my own front door. And that really hit me hard, because for the simple fact that I walked in my garage every single day and I didn't think about, man, all he's concerned about is just getting his own front door, man. And that's a powerful statement. It really is.
That's very powerful, because a lot of people don't understand it. When you see a lot of people who have served our country in whether peace or time of war, and, you know, that it may be just a dog to somebody, but it's their best friend. It's that person they know that's going to always have their back. And it's just like them being another military member, and they're going to stay with that particular. If he can't go in, then they're not going to go in. And that is great to be able to give them a place to be able to go to ensure that not only they can be safe, but also the pets can be safe. Because believe it or not, people don't know that the service animals do a lot for people who struggle with PTSD. And that's not something that can be easily replaced, because that dog is going to be there. They build the friendship. They build the bond. And, you know, it's not just like a member family. It is a member of the family. So how many houses have been completed so far?
So we have 10 houses in various phases that have been completed so far. Those are kind of our second generation. As we were working with the city of Kansas City has been very great and generous with us and helping us out. And we've actually learned a lot through the city about building, et cetera. We're actually going to start building our houses right to a concrete slab foundation. So a lot of normal houses that you'll see around Kansas City are just slab houses. We're going to build it the exact same way and make sure they meet codes. They're actually going to be really energy efficient too, and kind of the whole nine. So with that being said, our next 10 houses that we're trying to have built before Christmas are going to be those new style houses. So concrete slab, that way we don't have to worry about stairs or kind of any of that. So to answer your question, at this point we have 10, but unfortunately those ones are going to go to the back of the property due to a different infrastructure that they need. We're actually going to build 10 brand new houses from essentially today. We're designing them to make sure those are put in by December. Our goal is, again, to house these guys for Christmas. You know, that's kind of a Merry Christmas.
And that would be a great Christmas gift for some of our veterans, for them to be able to have a door and a place and a home to call their own.
Absolutely.
You all do wraparound veteran services. You all doing the tiny house. And if anybody hasn't went to their website, they have a lot there. The website is the veteranscommunityproject.org. And you can go there and you can see some of the great projects that they do. And they're located at 8900 Troost. And they're open every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. But what are some of the other great projects that you're doing all day? I know... And you're talking about one of your partners, Ford. Ford stepped up big and huge, because a lot of people don't know that if you've served in the military, you can get a free bus pass.
Absolutely.
And can we talk about that? Because that was one of the key things to be able to help veterans, that they can't get back on their feet because they don't have the money to be able to get a bus. They don't have the money to get to jobs. They don't have the money to get to the hospital to get needed health care that they may need, health care, mental health care treatment that they need. And Ford stepped up, and I want to say definitely thank you to Ford on that, because that is something that, you know, I have my brother struggles with different things, and it's helped him just being able to get back and forth. You know, he doesn't have to worry about, well, I don't have a ride. Now he's permanently got that ride. So can we talk about the bus pass program?
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to give me the chills a little bit. The UAW helped us a lot with this, and the Kansas City Transit Association, right? They actually kind of reached out to us. We were kind of wanting to do a program. They reached out to us and just kind of said, hey, what's your thoughts about this? And we said, oh, we love it. This is exactly what we need. But with that being said, we're actually the first ones in the United States that actually has a bus pass program for veterans, essentially that can ride buses for free throughout the metro. And so what they do is they come to our building on 8900 Truce. They bring either a DD Form 214 or some type of ID. Veterans, usually when they get out, they have some type of identification, right? No matter if you served a day or 40 years in the military, they give you identification. They show us that identification, and essentially we print out a bus pass right on right on the spot. And these guys are able to use it to do whatever they need, essentially. I've personally seen three guys cry. One guy cried because he was just happy because he could go see his family, right? He could go see his grandkids and essentially make an impact in their life. You know, that's stuff that a lot of people don't think about. Secondly, the second guy cried and was like, man, I actually can go get a job now. And it has been very instrumental in being able to help these guys out with jobs. I mean, there's probably five guys that have just been housed just being able to get bus passes. I mean, it's making that big of impact here in the community and helping these guys out. You know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, we're one phone call away, we're one life-changing event away from being homeless. And I think a lot of us take that for granted, unfortunately. But something as simple as a bus pass or having transportation to point A to point B is really going to help and put a huge dent in and not being homeless or not being, you know, being able to make ends meet.
We talk about community. Projects like this don't happen without the community being involved. If people want to volunteer, how do they volunteer with the Veterans Projects, and what type of help do you all look for and need assistance with?
So, absolutely. So, the best way to get involved and volunteer is on our website. So, veteranscommunityproject.org. Again, that is veteranscommunityproject.org. And there's a volunteer tab, actually. You can click the volunteer tab. They can follow us. They enter the information, kind of what they would like to do, right? And then they'll start getting newsletter. Hey, we have a build day coming up and you know, essentially January. Or, hey, we need a coat drive, so let's try to get all these coats together, or a can drive or a food drive. There's a lot of different ways to get involved, not just monetarily, not just, you know, donating their services or et cetera. There's a lot of different ways. My favorite, we've actually been to a couple of schools, right, and being able to work with middle schoolers and high schoolers and elementary kids, that's some of my favorite times working with Veterans Community Project, because you see the kids' faces light up like, wow, I can help a veteran. So just because you might be, you know, 13 years old, you know, you're not too young to help out, right? You know, this calls on the community. The community is what drives us and makes us great.
The people from the community, your sons, your daughters, your friends, your family members, they answered the call and they served their country and defended their freedom. And now people forget that they're also part of that community, because they may go away. Some of them may come back. Some of them may not come back. But it's their sacrifice and service that allows us to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. So I know one of the other things that you all have going on is the Build a Brick campaign for the Veterans Community Project that's going to be there in front of where your tiny house village. Can you expound about that and tell people how they can buy a brick if they're interested?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, can I back up just a little
bit?
You know, the best way to explain that is I was one of the first ones when I came back from deployment and lived here back in Kansas City. I was medically retired at 21 years old. And I, you know, unfortunately somebody told me that I couldn't do something, and I was like, nah, I mean, that really bothered me, right? My family, unfortunately, were some of the worst ones mentally wise, just because they're like, oh, my son's normal. My wife was like, oh no, my husband's normal. And I kind of wasn't normal and really struggled with that. And so it didn't really hit me until one day I was driving. I think I was on Shoto Traffic Way, I think if that sounds familiar. And I saw a veteran on my left-hand side, holding up a sign and said, homeless, please help. And I didn't really think anything of it. I'm like, you know what? Nobody's really helped me, right? You know, and that was the mentality that I took for a little bit. It wasn't until 2 days later when I woke up in the middle of my sleep and I'm like, holy cow, that same guy would have been the one that saved my life in Afghanistan, would have stopped the bleeding, would have drug me to safety and done whatever he could to save my life. But yet here I'm safe and I'm not doing anything to help him. What's wrong with my mentality? What's wrong with the community's mentality? Because he would have done everything he can overseas with bullets flying, you know, shrapnel going everywhere. What is wrong with our mentality? And so I took that mentality, or Veterans Community Project took that mentality and say, you know what? Those guys are battling war right now with inside city limits or inside the United States. It's our turn to drag those guys to safety. It's our turn to save those guys' life. And that's what it's about. And so what we're doing is we're making sure that the community engages these guys, and they're actually the community's dragging these guys to safety, stopping their bullet wounds figuratively and saving their lives. I mean, the community is doing that. So they know kind of what it's like to be deployed and make that difference. So I hope that gives a better insight in really mm-hmm. what it's like to make a difference in these guys' life and what it's like to be battling with a war.
Oh, when I go down to the VA, one of the things I like to do best is to sit down and talk to the older veterans, and you compare different things that went on during their time. And, you know, one of my friends, her dad, he served in the Navy in the 1940s, and he would tell me, we would sit down, and he said, you know, I could only be two things. I could be a machine gunner, so I could be a cook. And he said, you know, they had enough gunners that day, so I ended up being a cook. And he would tell me different stories about serving on tin can battle destroyers, as he called them, and the different things that he went through. But if it wasn't for his struggles and the things that he went through, when I joined the Air Force and I was a services combat specialist and my job has seven jobs, I would have never been able to do that had it not been for the sacrifice and services that he did.
And that's my challenge to the community. Hey, you know, you might see a veteran on the street, or maybe you see an older gentleman in the mall wearing a veteran hat. Sit down and talk with him. I mean, that's some of the greatest times in our life has been in the military, and that might make our day just from the simple fact of bringing it up. And I'm gonna almost bring tears to me talking about this, because it's like, man, I love the military. This was the best time I've had in a long time. So for those of you that are out in the community and kind of want to make a difference, you know, that's a good way to get involved. Just ask questions, man. Say, hey, you know what? Thank you for your service. Tell me a little bit about it.
So the BRIC campaign, what is it and how can people get involved with the BRIC campaign?
All right. So the BRIC campaign, you know, we're going to have BRICs outside a lot of our houses on top of, we're going to have kind of a memorial garden, the whole nine. And so what the BRIC is you're able to go to our website and purchase a BRIC and put essentially either your husband's names or grandparents' names you can even put Army on it essentially, right? And be able to have a BRIC there to commemorate, you know, your service or whatever that looks like for you. And that way it's always there for years to come. And veterans will see a lot of those bricks every single day as they go in and out of their doors or even in the memorial garden. It's just something, it's a very big symbolism. It's a way to get involved and make a difference essentially in that aspect of the community.
So it's going to be similar to the laser brick campaign that they did down at the Union Station.
Absolutely.
Out front. So when you walk in, you see all the different people who've volunteered and paid for, they bought bricks to be outside. So, you know, the Veterans Project is a 501c3 organization. So, you know, it's a great cause for helping those who have served our country and who are not only our community, but they're the backbone of our community. You know, if you've got more questions on the Engraved BRIC program, you can contact Chris Stout at cstout@vcp.kc.org, or you can call 855-958-0516. I know today there's a lot going on. Sprint is having their Veterans Day ceremony today. I know you all have an event at the Firestone this Saturday and it's sold out. Can you tell listeners a little bit about the event at the Firestone?
The event at the Firestone is kind of a thank you to all of our supporters here in Kansas City. Originally, we only thought we were going to sell it 250 seats. It's over 700 now. It's just the community has been so supportive. You know, it gives me the chills just to think about it. But the event at Firestone is basically just a big, you know, I would hate to say party, but it's a celebration essentially, right? To say thank you, Kansas City, for everything you're doing. You know, this is our future plans. This is where we're going. I mean, there's been over 550 cities that have reached out to us, you know, and we're looking to expand, right? So we want to make sure we share that with our community. Hey, this is where we're looking at going next. It's because of you guys that we have the support.
I know a lot of people may not know that a lot of companies and businesses now give Veterans Day discount, and usually it's either Veterans Day or that week at Veterans Day, like McCormick and Schmidt did theirs last Sunday. Tomorrow, Denny's is going to do theirs on Friday, November 10th. All active duty, non-active duty, retired military personnel can get a free Build Your Own Grand Slam breakfast from 5 a.m. to noon at any Denny's. You just have to have something, a proof of their military service. But there is a host of companies that if you go to military.com and click on discounts, there's a host of companies that are offering Veterans Day discounts. Anything from oil changes to haircuts to pet services, you know, free food. You know, it's the country's way of coming together that one day and saying thank you. And, you know, there are some great places that you can go to. You know, I know Golden Corral always does. They usually do theirs the Monday after Veterans Day, so I'm not for sure what the day is this year, but you can go in and you can get and essentially a free meal at Golden Corral. And it's amazing to see all the veterans there that are, you know, from World War, there's still World War One. There's just a few left from World War One, but you have about 600,000 left from World War Two. You see people from Korea, you see people from Vietnam, from the Gulf, Afghanistan, and they're all there, and they're all sharing and telling their stories. So, and people don't understand how it helps a veteran to be able to tell what they may have did. So, you know, it's kind of being stationed, I was stationed in Knobnostra, home of the B-2, and you couldn't throw a stick in Knobnostra, you know, but some of the greatest times was, you know, one day I took my son to work with me on the Saturday, and he's like, well, what are you doing? And I was like, well, we're going to work. And he didn't know I had to go back where the plane was. So I took him back to where the plane was, and we have a picture of me, him, and some other people in front of one of the B-2s. So it's kind of, it's unique. It's like a snapshot in time, so you can sit and do and talk about those different things and story, the places you've been. You know, I've been around the world, but I would not have been able to do it had I not joined the military and took the oath of service.
I know they're doing that at Sprint, too. So we were just talking about the Sprint stuff today. Mm-hmm. I believe it's until 2 o'clock, but they actually have some tanks out there, some airplanes out there, and the whole nine, and that's at the Sprint campus. I highly recommend, if you guys get a chance, anybody that's listening to this, to take your family out there to do that. That would be awesome. You get to see a lot of military vehicles that you probably would not see in the normal time.
Yeah, and that's definitely, and people get to relive. And I think the greatest thing is you may ask that tank driver, what about this? And then you can see the vast change from weapons back then to weapons now. So, but to learn more about the Tiny House Project, go to www.veteranscommunityproject.org, or you can give them a call at 816-599-6503. They're open every day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you're a veteran or you know somebody that's a veteran that needs that information, that definitely help them with getting a bus pass and helping them get into a place where they're safe. So
essentially just services. You know, if you need any type of services, any type of help, if you're a veteran, please come visit us at 8900 Troost. Again, we're here for you. You know, we have your back, and we promise you we won't let you slip.
So as we're closing down, do you have any last-minute things you would like to say to our listeners about the Veterans Project?
No, if you guys have any other questions, fortunately, one of my favorite places to go on Veterans Day is actually Hooters. I'm a big Hooters guy. Love the wings, man. Love the atmosphere. A lot of great vets there. We have a great time. With that being said, I just want to say thanks again to the community that is listening to this. Thanks again for everything you guys are doing. Thank you for making an impact and a difference. Thank you, sir, for everything you're doing and having us on today. You know what? We're making an impact together. You know, we're going to make a change. We're going to help our brothers and sisters out. You know, we're making a difference. And thank you again for everything.
And they have some nice Veterans Community Project hats and hoodies. So
We do.
As it gets colder, there's definitely some things that you can definitely look at. So there's some great projects. We never end Cowtown Conversations without a community minute. This Saturday, Show Me KC Schools will have a citywide school fair at Central Library, 14 West 10th Street in Kansas, Missouri, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you can definitely go out and find out more about schools and education in the Kansas City area. And Waldo Dental Clinic, 8043 Warnell Road, Suite 201, is going to have Smile Nation. And they're going to be doing it on Veterans Day. They're going to be doing free care. So you can get more information. Contact Waldo Dental Care at 8043 Warnell. And that is going to be from 9:30 until 1:30. So, you know, it's going to be free care on Veterans Day for that. So I want to thank our guest today with the Veterans Project. And, you know, the freedom that we have isn't free. Someone paid the cost. All paid some. Some gave it all in defense of our nation so that we can have the greatest military might and muscle. But, you know, thank a veteran for their service, and just keep the faith and keep going on. So thank you for Cowtown Conversations.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you for coming on. And we look forward to having you hear more about your programs and plans in the future.
Thanks.